Live from Miami, Florida.
I am Linda.
And I am Bella.
And this is our podcast, Mostly Peaceful Latinas, where every week we will discuss current events, politics, pop culture,
and everything else related to the state of the clown world. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Mostly Peaceful Latinas. I'm your host, Bella.
And I'm Linda.
And today we have two very special guests with us. We have recording artist Tommy Vex.
Hello, everyone.
And political commentator, influencer, and legend, Christian Walker.
Hey, everyone.
Literal icon.
And before we get started, don't forget to share and subscribe to our channel and give us a like. Linda.
Yes, today we're going to go over clown world headlines. And there's a lot going on. The liberals are losing their minds. I don't think they're going to make it. But we're here for a good time, not a long time. And we just...
I mean, we wish them well on their way. And we hope they have a great day.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, we pray for you.
We pray for you that you can make it through these very hard times. That your rights are just being completely abolished by the Christo fascists in the Supreme Court. But yeah, you know, I guess we want to start off with the hottest topic right now, which is Roe v. Wade. Right. And we want to get you guys' opinion on that. You know, last Friday, we were expecting that to happen. We talked about it on last week's episode. And we said it's going to be overturned for a fact, either on Friday or next week. And the liberals are going to lose their mind. And it's exactly what is going on. And I made a post today. I don't know if you guys saw it, where I said to myself, this is, once again, the overreaction by both parties, because there's a lot of social Republicans who are pro-abortion, pro-choice. The fact that they don't understand what the Supreme Court did, what the ruling was about, what exactly the case, you know, was about, it's a problem. Like, this is why I no longer believe in universal voting rights. I believe that voting should be a privilege for... I don't know the right now what I would make it, but I do know for a fact that if you don't know the difference between the three branches of government and you're blaming the Republicans in the legislative branch for what happened, why should you even have the right to vote? You see what I mean?
100%.
I think people, it brings up a lot of issues and why the truth and the facts of the matter are always so obfuscated by the media. They don't want people to know, right? We don't teach adequate education about our government. You have to figure it. You have to either go to school to learn and then get indoctrinated and then unlearn it and then figure it out for yourself, or you have to literally teach yourself. Right. So if you're not autodidactic and you don't naturally find the internet as a tool to teach yourself, then you're not going to be able to figure out this stuff. Most of the people who are losing their minds don't even understand what got overturned.
Like, they don't know.
They're like, oh, they're going to make abortion's going to be illegal in the whole country. I'm like, well, hold on. All they've done is said that the federal government is not in charge of this.
Yeah.
Which matter. Is how our country is supposed to function. Right. It's not Correct. Supposed to come from the federal government. The states are supposed to decide. And so many people think abortion is now going to be outlawed even in blue states. Mm-hmm. They fail to realize you can still slaughter your kid till he's 40 years old in California and Colorado, whore. So you're all good.
Yeah, I mean, if they're a gang member, it's just like a fine now. It's fucking crazy.
I guess we want to make it clear, because I do have a lot of followers, and we talked about it this weekend, where there are a lot of pissed off Republicans
that are socially liberal.
And just like, you know, it's going too far, and, you know, I'm okay with this, but this is, you know, taking women's rights and my rights. And, you know, they've been very angry at you, right? Like, tell us what the women
yes,
have said.
I have a large female base, and I'm getting, I've always supported you, and this is the last straw. I can't, women are losing their rights. And so I have a couple things on that. One, if this is what makes you turn away from someone that you've been a fan of, yeah, their difference in opinion on abortion, then you're probably not truly a fan. It's one issue. And abortion hasn't been outlawed. Right. You can still get an abortion in blue states. You can still get
Even
an abortion
in red states.
Absolutely. And this is how our country functions. This is the function of the Supreme Court to get angry at someone because they have a difference of view as to when life starts and what should be morally accepted. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I believe life starts in the womb, so yeah. I'm against killing it. What have you been getting?
I've been getting more or less the same. I have a lot of conservatives or Republicans who are like, the Republicans don't know what to do. They don't know how to do anything. They could have waited until after the midterm election. So they're, and I'm like, do you realize that the judicial branch has absolutely nothing to do with our U.S. legislators or the Senate? Like, it has nothing to, like, two completely different branches. Well, they don't control it at all. Even if this is going to fire up the base for the Democrats and it's a threat to the midterms, it still doesn't fall under the responsibility of Congress to tell the justices, hey, wait until after November to be able... You can't do that.
Do you think that it's really firing up the Democrats?
No.
Or is it firing up the Republicans? Because I feel like we're just keep on getting wind. This is such a huge win. And if anything, it powers people up to, at minimum,
There's no battle. Look, there's no... The left are not battling for the left. The right are not battling for the right. Everyone's battling for the middle. And the left are... This only benefits them because it's the only thing they have.
Yeah.
Right? They are the most evident abortion in American history is literally the current president of the United States. I mean, everything that is going on is a fucking catastrophe. Right? And it's just one thing after another after another. And so the failure of the Democrats in every city that they run, in the White House, in the press conferences, in their foreign policy, in, you know, the unjustifiable, like, you know, just spending of our tax dollars for whatever reason, right. I'm not even going to get into that, has made people, like, you know, the saying in LA is like, oh, I'm politically homeless. Like, I have no place to go.
And on that note,
but that's what everyone's fight. That's what the left want to get. They want to be like,
but it's more like the moderate Democrats that hated Trump and now realize that the left has gone too far.
Yeah, yeah.
They're getting affected by the violence. Right. We talked about, like, Jenna Cavallo yesterday and the story she was telling us. So it's like that type of people. But if you are in the far left Antifa style, like going out there to fight police and shit like that, there's nothing
we can do to change their mind.
Yeah.
And a big nothing.
But that's what I'm saying.
We can literally make it legal to kill your kid. Like, to
it wouldn't be far enough.
And like, it wouldn't be far enough.
Nothing will ever help those people.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but that's not, but what I'm saying is that the only thing that the Democrats have is now they can manipulate this ruling and say, look what the crazy
Republicans
and right-wingers are trying to take away a women's right.
But again, my big thing is if that was the sole thing that was going to make your decision to vote for a right-winger, if they were going to allow abortion, then you probably weren't even going to be one of our voters to begin with. There would have been something else.
Everything that they do backfires on them. And this is just another one of those things. Again, I don't think the conservatives have had a bigger win in the last few decades than we did with the overturning of Roe versus Wade. So all that does is energize our base that maybe had given up on the different branches of government after what we experienced on the morning of November 4th. So I think if anything, like everything else they do, if it was the plan to energize their base, the only thing it's doing, it's really adding fuel to our base where it's like, all right, now I see the direction of where the party could potentially go. And this is what we want. Maybe we want to be ultra conservative.
It mobilizes the evangelicals. It mobilizes the Christians. It mobilizes, you know, the Orthodox, you know what I mean? So, you know, I do see the value in that. But I also do, like, I see everything from the perspective. I try to look at it from, okay, if I was a communist, how could I take this and manipulate this to convince stupid people to be afraid of the party that is the better choice? Right. Because that's always what they've done.
And I think that those people are going to be the ones in LA, like we talked about yesterday, That they don't care if crime is rising and they can wear their expensive bags or their jewelry. Yeah. And they're like,
they leave though. Everybody's
well,
people
I don't
are
know.
Leaving.
I don't know. I don't think so. You know, we talked about it with Jenna yesterday. She's literally called me all week and said, a lot of these people are idiots who only care about abortion.
Literally,
that is why they will vote Democrat, but they never voted Republican. They've always been, so maybe they saw shit was like, oh man, like I really need to vote for Caruso or whatever his
right.
name is.
Jenna actually has a friend who is freaked out by all the crime in LA. Right. And Jenna was talking to her, who are you voting for? Karen Bass, a far leftist, worked for Obama, is worse than the mayor we even have now, will embolden our horrible DA, George Gascon. Are you voting for Karen Bass or Rick Caruso, running as a moderate Democrat who wants to clean up homeless, clean up crime, and basically provide a solution to this friend's problems? And the friend replies to her, yeah, crime's bad, yeah, I'm freaked out, da, da, da. But honestly, the number one thing I'm worried about is abortion. You so see? Whoever's pro-abortion, and it's like, sweet, sweetheart, the mayor has nothing to do with that. The mayor, that is who you vote for the mayor in the mayoral election is not going to determine that.
We talk about this all the time.
Which is, again,
they don't educate us on the power of local government because it's where any effective change happens, right?
Yep.
So they've allowed themselves to be convinced that somehow the conversation about the Second Amendment or being pro-life is even relevant to what your mayor or your councilman or commissioners or state reps are supposed to be focused on.
And the left-wing local politicians will run on these like national issues. I know a guy who's lives in my building. He's a leftist, is running for like city council in West Hollywood. Wants to bang me. Anyways, and he's like, his whole platform is, I'm going to protect your right to choice. I'm pro gay marriage. And it's like, boo boo, you have no control over whether that's legal in California or not. Yeah. But he knows he's not going to run on crime because that turns off the far left. Yeah. He's not going to run on homelessness. They want homeless people pooping on the street. So he has to run on these broad issues because people aren't educated that local politics has nothing to do with it.
And they don't want people to get
locally
involved.
It's like the people
involved
right now in LA that are protesting. Like, what are you protesting for?
You can still kill your kid.
California is not going to have any bans on abortion.
Just as many babies.
In fact, today, the California Assembly, I think they said that they want the voters to vote on putting abortion on the California Constitution. Mm-hmm. So they're going to try to put it into the law of the state of California. What are you fighting for in the streets? You know what I mean? Like, I guess go to Washington, right? Or something where...
Dude, I think at this point, you're just trying to recreate what they did last summer. They're getting, like, nostalgic. Oh, you know, I miss the mocktail cocktails.
But those are all hired hands. You know what I mean?
They want to get back to work. Yeah, they're anxious.
Inflation's
high. It's like summer camp.
You know, like, we can't afford gas. Like,
let's go throw a break.
Guys, yeah, literally, they can't make Molotov cocktails because they can't afford gas.
And the polling is showing, the recent polling after Roe.
That's why
there's
less Molotov cocktails. They could throw Molotov cocktails all over.
Yeah, they're like, they got to look. They're like, oh, I don't know, bro. Like,
we could do three tonight. We could do three.
Top.
Choose the right places because there's going to be three.
The polls are showing that inflation, gas, crime is all polling as more important of an issue to Americans than
because
abortion.
It affects your average American. Yeah, it affects all of us. I mean, sure, you may be a person with more wealth or a wealthy person and care less about pay more money for gas. But the reality is that the average person who's just trying to have two vacations a year or one vacation a year and save and their kids' tuition and this and that, they're going to care about paying that extra, you know, whatever, $3 per gallon at the pump and also inflation. Your groceries are more expensive. Everything, your clothes, you know, traveling. I've looked at flights. We were talking about it too this weekend. Flights are insane. Also, why? The gas for planes. So now you're going to like, oh, holy shit. I wanted to go to a DR, Dominican Republic, $700 from Miami. It's like, usually, how much is it to DR? 200?
$150?
You don't want to know how much it costs to fill up my tour bus now.
Whoa.
Wow, that must be terrible, actually.
And think about, and that's another
is
reason
it diesel?
Why. Yeah, yeah. And the other thing is, like, you got to look at why everything is costing more is because trucks ship everything. And so now the trucks have to pay, you know, 40 or 50% more in gas, depending on where they're filling up. Yeah. It's astronomical. And so the cost of everything goes up. You know what I mean? And so I'm in a situation where, like, this year I'm going to make less money touring because I'm going to keep my prices for the concerts lower because people are getting hit with inflation. Mm-hmm. But my prices are going to go up because I have to fucking pay for traveling expenses. Right. You know what I mean?
So, that's why it's going to pull higher, you know?
Right.
I do think that they will try to use the whole Roe v. Wade to get... You know, they're
will it work?
Turn people
I don't think so.
At a point where it will
work. It won't work.
This is one of my questions too. Why the fear? Right? What is the fear? Like, the fear is like, oh my god, I'm gonna fuck some guy and I'm gonna get pregnant and then my fucking whole life is ruined. Like, is that what the main? Because everything starts as
there's so many questions, right? That I have for feminists, and I'm glad you brought this up because I also wonder what is the fear. Because when the rape, like, so I had someone's nephew, a follower's nephew, down my DM, okay, on Saturday night, and he asked me, he's like, "Well, what happens if a woman gets pregnant in Texas and then she's gonna have to travel to another state because Texas has a ban on abortions and Texas even for incest and rape and blah blah blah? Texas has a heartbeat bill, which is 6 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. That means if you get pregnant tonight, right?
You got tomorrow, 6 weeks, babe.
You got 72 hours to take Plan B, which is the first thing that you should do, and they do at the hospitals, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the first step, okay? But if you choose not to for some reason,
because you're so traumatized by your sexual experience,
you're not going. You can still get an abortion up to 6 weeks in Texas.
So I almost feel like it should be, you know, when if you're a victim of rape, as you know, the protocol should include Plan B just in case.
Many hospitals, they do that.
Yeah. But there is a lot of women that choose to keep their babies.
They do.
Despite the fact that they're rape beautiful. Victims.
Anna Paulina's husband is a rape baby.
I have Shamika Michelle. Yeah. She's a conservative, a black conservative. She's hilarious.
I know her.
Victim of rape. And she's beautiful, has kids on her side. She has her own kids now. She's great. And I like her a lot. I can't imagine.
I think it's a great testimony of, you know, just
Kathy Barnett, who I love, that beautiful video.
She's also
victim of rape. Right.
So it's like you have the time, but then here's what happens. I answer this man, right, thinking, oh, okay, he has a genuine question. I will engage. I'll tell him what the law says. Like, you didn't read the law. The law doesn't actually ban abortions, blah, 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 blah. I mean, for rape, whatever. You have 6 weeks. Why put a time limit? Why have any restrictions? Do you see how they're not genuine learning and wanting to engage? They want on-demand abortions up to the point of birth because they believe that it is a woman's body, even though none of us here are whether attached to our moms. Like, literally, like, you are not your mother's body. You may be grow inside of your mom, but you have a different DNA.
Do you think a lot of these people know about the history of the fetal trade.
Even if they do, they don't care, though. That's what I'm
they
trying.
They don't care.
They don't care.
But I think that there's a lot of people that just don't know. Like,
I think there are.
There's a lot of people like myself. Yeah. I used to be pro-choice because I always thought about it from the libertarian point of view. I'm not pro-abortion. I wouldn't have one, but I wanted other people to be able to make whatever decisions they want to make with their body. But then when you start looking at the way that that it's a business and that abortion has been monetized and how that's what leads to the radicalization, because now you have girls going into Planned Parenthood.
Well, the reason why politicians and media are pushing for this narrative is because they're making money off the dead babies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that it's absolutely. Not because it they're is
a
moral.
Business. It's a huge business.
Nothing about them has any morality.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
They don't care about a woman's choice.
About this. Our mayor was just on the streets protesting, you know, the overturn of Roe. And she was, you know, she was endorsed by Planned Parenthood throughout her presidency.
We have already found
her campaign.
Even years ago, how Planned Parenthood does indeed engage in even underage, like when the pimps come and bring the girls and they're prostitutes and they're pregnant. They don't care if the girls are underage and they're prostitutes. There's, they've been caught many, many times. We know that with whistleblowers.
They don't want them to get arrested because they're like, listen, if you had, if you sold beef and you had a bunch of drug dealers who were like, would come into the office once or twice a month and drop off a cow and be like, you know,
yeah,
they wouldn't rat you out.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying we have uncovered already a lot of disgusting and illegal activity within Planned Parenthood. That includes the child trafficking, and that includes the baby selling parts.
But it's stuff that we've gone to look for. And I think that that's the problem, that unless you're looking for that information, you don't know it's out there.
But I still don't think that those pro-choicers give a crap. I don't think
there's extremes.
I think there may be some people, the moderate Democrats like we were, that would say, okay, sure, this is fucked up. But I think that when it comes to like the radical left, especially atheists, especially like the people are like, don't shove your religion down my throat. That they're like, I don't care if the baby's fucking sold in 50 parts because it is a women's choice.
Yeah. And I think that base of leftists is growing. I think
if you're able... Go ahead.
I think a lot of times, not us at this table, but there's a lot of conservatives that say, oh, the far left is just Hollywood and everybody else is normal. And I think colleges have really turned into genuine indoctrination centers that are churning out these far leftists. And that base of people who think, no, I don't care if it's a fully formed baby. It's the woman's choice, period. Yeah. It's a growing base.
Yeah, that's like the nephew that was down my DM.
When you're like, oh, it's Hollywood or it's these industries, why? Why is it the music industry? Why is it the entertainment industry? Why is it, you know, all these industries? Because they all require a college education and a degree to get in the door. Mm-hmm. So you're showing up fully indoctrinated.
Right.
And so even the people who own these companies and been running them for 30 or 40 years or older now, they have a whole new culture that is in their office, and they
invaded, taken over the office.
They basically have to deal with this,
right?
So you know, like, you know, for me, there's you know, I have so many questions about why people think this and why they feel this, but when it comes down to it, it's
the year 2022. There's contraceptives. You have the T. You have oral contraceptives. You have Plan B. You have the pull-out method if you don't want to use any of them. You have condoms.
My thing is like.
They act like sperm is flying everywhere.
it's like CSI. There's cum on everything.
It's like literally like just everywhere and like just get fucking pregnant. It's like,
but it's also like, you know, there's all these people who are like, we're going to have a sex. Like, there's so much irony. Like, the people who are screaming, we're going to go on a sex strike. Literally nobody wants to fuck you. Nobody.
It's like, honey bun, if you're going on a sex strike, you need to at least be having sex. Because it ain't looking like you're getting one.
Like, you're just renaming your dry spell, like in the name of your political beliefs.
You're about bigger than a beluga whale. Nobody was banging you.
We're like flipping through pages. I think it was like Elijah Schaefer and like all the you know, all of our other crazy folks online, and they're posting. They obviously don't want to get banned from Instagram,
right?
So you're just posting like the ugliest hoes at these protests. No words, like no commentary,
no commentary.
And I'm like, damn, bro, like fuck these bitches.
This is why they hate us. This is like, it's an unspoken language. This is why they hate us. Literally. Just post a picture.
We already know. I was like, damn, bro, like this is bad. Like they're ugly. Like the hairy armpits, the fucking
cast
purple hair.
40-year-old virgin. If it was a real life, story.
It's like, are you sure you've ever even had sex?
I don't know
if I believe you. I don't know. Yeah.
On the note of like Elijah Schaefer and all the people that are doing this live reporting. I also see a branch of conservatives who say, you know, I used to understand the pro-choice side, but now that I'm seeing this derangement and tantrum throwing, these people look demonic. I don't even understand them anymore. I think this is literally demon possession.
That was like, that's exactly what I feel.
Yeah.
I believe that 1,000%.
And actually,
that's where we stand. Yeah.
Their radicalism makes me go, screw it. I want a ban on everything.
I was like, I don't care.
My actual rights get removed because I hate you people.
I hate you.
I hate you more than I like my rights.
Yes. I don't need to kill babies.
How about that?
Where they live, they do have, they will have abortion.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Oregon, Washington, California.
Dude, there's only four states that had trigger laws. Like, what are we? Yeah. Like, the fact that this is even it's something that's a breakdown.
Florida, as red as it is, we have a 15-week abortion ban.
You know what it is? It's always the contradiction that it's like, aren't these people want more federal involvement? Like, it's always the argument for more state, more federal involvement. And then, like, what happened like,
where
to the
are
days
the true,
where liberals?
We are the true liberals.
We are the true liberals.
Say that again.
We are the true liberals. We're, you know, DC Drano posted. Today from someone's tweet, it said, AOC, keep the government out of my body, SCOTUS. Yeah, that's exactly what we did.
Yeah.
Like, we literally took the federal government out of your body. That's what you guys wanted. It's now up to the states. So if you want to legislate in Oklahoma, in California, in Florida, go ahead and do it.
And if you don't like it,
exactly.
Move.
If you want to legislate for abortion up to the point of birth in your home state, you can do that.
Yeah, but
I also feel
like the people who live in those states are not causing this massive screaming, throwing of tantrums.
It's Washington, New York,
it's
and
what
LA.
They always do.
Always
they the same retards.
But you know what? All
it's
those,
the same
all those
retards.
People won't do. Those people are not going to voluntarily take in women who need abortions. Like, just come live with us.
No.
Just come stay with us.
And you know what?
Come move here. You know, they're not going to do any of that. They're just throwing fucking political tantrums and playing the victim and doing all the things. And this is why I wish everyone was dead.
I don't know. I feel
I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding. I fucking hate all these motherfuckers.
I just started the channel like 2 months ago. We're going to be banned. But honestly, to that point, too, when we talk about these pro-abortionists, is that they complain about, oh, well, are you going to take them in? Are you going to adopt the kids? Are you going to feed them? Are you going to do this? Ah, the Republicans just want kids and they're not going to take care of them. Bro, you guys are burning down pro-life centers, 40 of them all over the country that offer free help to women.
Free.
Even prenatal and post-birth. Who are the majority? Which one is the race that adopts the most people in the world?
White
Christian people.
Yeah.
It is white Christians, the ones that
are adopting poor kids from Africa.
Go to China.
Yeah.
It is white Christians, the ones that do that. It is white Christians, the one that come up with especially the religious ones, to have these pro-life centers. But you don't even want that.
You just want to kill the kids.
They just want to kill
them.
And
by the way,
it's just that simple.
By the way, that those pro-life centers do not make you keep the baby. Like, they're just offering free help. Like, if you choose, because you're a poor woman, maybe you did get raped, or maybe you didn't. You got pregnant when
they
you were 18.
Right.
But the problem with the pro-life centers is that if they're going to the pro-life centers, they're not going to Planned Parenthood that doesn't do anything except planning how to kill your child.
Right.
Because they make money off of it.
Of course. Right. It's all a business. And then look at the political ties. When every time that you see one of these politicians losing their shit trying to protect abortions, you're going to go back and find an endorsement from Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Always.
Every single time.
And then you'll probably find the same politicians putting money into Planned Parenthood's pocket so that Planned Parenthood could put it back into their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really get to see these numbers, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a kickback for all these celebrities who are also preaching about it.
Oh, for sure.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like how they can pay us for campaigns, right?
Yeah.
We don't know if there is an agency in LA that works with Planned Parenthood who pays Kim Kardashian or whoever $1 million
for because they're paying
they
for
that.
The jab.
And they
well, we know they were paying for the job, and they weren't just paying big celebrities for that. They were paying micro influencers
yep.
for it.
So I want to ask you guys, because you're both black, half black, right?
Yeah.
We're like a whole, we're either one whole white supremacist or one whole black panther.
Black supremacists and white supremacists. Okay, amazing. Yeah. I want to ask you guys.
So great.
So
amazing.
Great. You know, we have seen some very disturbing racist tweets against Justice Clarence Thomas.
Dang
him
it.
In House N-word
a
and justifying. Oh, I am so pissed off that I'm using the N-word.
I saw someone go, I'm a tranny, so I'm giving you an N-word pass.
Like, what? What do you guys think about that? Other than obviously it's fucked up. Like, I want more insight from you guys.
I studied fucking paleontology, paleobotany. Like, I'm a nerd, okay? Mm-hmm. I fucking studied biology. I'm into fucking anything that has to do. I believe that the closest thing to understanding our Creator's will and God's will for us is actually submersing yourself in nature. Right. And nature is brutal,
it's merciless, so brutal, and so violent. You already know my theory of nature.
When a fucking when a male zebra goes into a new pride of zebras, it murders all the children. When a male lion comes into a new pride, it murders all the children. There's no sad music. There's nothing. It's just natural selection. And what they've done over the course of the last decade by trying to emasculate and detestosteronize the fucking male population is to make us pussies and not be willing to fucking take up arms and absolutely slit the throats of our enemies, bury their families, murder them, take over their shit. Like, we're living, and look, to be honest with you, like, a lot of the Christians, we have a lot of fucking soft-shell Christians. Right, I'm like, where are the fucking Spanish conquistadors?
Yeah, they've
where
been are the descendants? Though. And that's a whole different conversation.
But we're in a Christianity, we're in a very soft war. But we're in a war.
Yeah, but they don't realize that because they are about turning the other cheek. Most of the evangelicals, let's be honest. What do you think about the Clarice Thomas N-word comments?
So I just kind of watch from afar and go, "You just demonstrate that you're the biggest hypocrite on the planet," which we already knew. But I kind of file it in my filing cabinet for the next time they pull a BLM BS or they pull whatever. They demonstrate every single time they don't care about Black people. They don't care about minorities. No. They care about control. They think they own Blacks, and it makes me so grateful that I'm not on that side.
But they're the real white supremacists.
They are.
They are.
It's all about making themselves feel better, right? Because they think, like, I'm here, I am fighting for this cause, and it's like, you don't actually give a fuck.
And if you see race, look, if you, let me just say this real quick. If you see whatever you spot it, you got it. If you see racism in everything you see, you're racist, right?
Yes. An alcoholic
sees every drink as alcohol. A crackhead sees, you know what I mean? Like, whatever your addiction is, a sex addict sees everything as a possibility to get laid. This is, that's how, what you see, if you spot it, you got it, right? Yeah. That's it. When I'm in traffic, and if I'm driving, and I see three assholes before I get to fucking, you know, before I get to Starbucks, guess what? I'm the asshole.
Yeah.
It's a universal law. So all these people, I've never been called the N-word by anyone in my adult life that wasn't liberal.
I just think it's crazy because there have been people that, and I know this happened to that girl, what is it, Bunny's Buddies or whatever, she, Amanda, that they had lyrics posted on their Twitter from like 2006, 2008, like literally like when Niggas in Paris came out, the song by Kanye and Jay-Z. And they posted the lyrics. People used to post lyrics back in the day on Twitter, remember?
All the time.
And they're canceled. It's canceled for that. They lost contracts. They came after them. And
cancel culture.
And now the liberals are able to literally call a justice a field N-word.
Yeah, but
with an R.
And it's okay.
It's fine.
They still they keep their jobs.
But here's another thing.
They're still on Twitter.
Here's another thing it does
still
for me.
We're talking about 7,000 retweets.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. They're still on Twitter.
Here's the controversial part of my take. It pisses me off towards minorities because I say to myself, hey, Latinos that vote for Democrats, hey, Blacks that vote 90% for the Democrats, don't you ever call me a sellout?
Ever.
Don't you ever call us the racist when this is who you vote for? No, we want equal rights.
Yeah.
We want everybody to be able to say things equally. We want everybody to be able to rap to Jay-Z's song without someone going, oh, we're canceling you because you said the N-word. No, we want true equality. Y'all want special rights, and then you're fine when someone actually uses the dirty N-word with the R. Y'all are the sellouts.
And well, it's selective outrage, right? It's like selective racism, right? Yes. It only serves highlighting and fucking crucifying people over selective issues as it pertains to your party is a literal characteristic of a fucking narcissist, right? Not a covert narcissist, straight up narcissistic personality disorder. The job of a narcissist in any relationship it takes to is to convince you that you are the worst parts of it so you feel shame so it can control you. And that's what they do. And when you start to break down the personality types of the people who are at the top tier of these fucking political fucking campaigns and this cultural movement of fucking wokeness and shit, they are narcissists. Mm-hmm. You have, I don't even know if you can mention the names, two of the guys who are the most richest billionaires in the world who are leading the charge on these cultural revolutions are literally the nephew and the son of two men who worked for Hitler directly. you're telling me that these people are not fucking white supremacists?
Like, I mean, we literally sponsor white supremacists and Nazis in Ukraine, so everything and anything.
Every other
people don't want to talk. People don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the Nuremberg trials.
We talked about it. I mean, we deal with it all the time. I'm sure that you guys deal too, because anytime that I have an opinion as a Latina, it's always like, "Well, you don't count."
I don't. My vibe at this point.
Your eyes are light. You're the wrong shade. You're not dark enough, and that's.
I don't care.
It happened to me last week. I told you when the Mayra Flores in Texas, she won, and I made a comment somewhere, and some Mexican lady came up to me, and she's like, "Oh, you're a sellout, vendida, like that. You're a sellout." So you know me, I'm petty, and I go to her profile, and I find out that her name is like her first name. I forgot her first name. Like let's say like Maria Fernanda, and then the last name is a white last name. So then I screenshot her profile and I see that her husband is a white
every
male.
Time.
And I'm
every
like, so I DM him and I go, wait a minute, you're calling me a sellout or you're the one that married a white man?
How are you a sellout? I go, you
married a white man to arreglar la raza, to fix the race? That's what you did. And you're calling me a sellout because I don't support creepy ass fucking Joe Biden? And she's like, oh, I can't believe that you would attack my family.
Oh,
I said, can't believe that you would attack. Why do you think that Joe Biden being a Caucasian white man is the right white person to support versus a Trump? They're both motherfucking white people. What are you guys talking about? Yes. This is not Barack Obama anymore. How is this an argument?
And all the race hustlers are always married to white people. And, you know, I don't care. I'm product of an interracial marriage and I love it. But it's just funny because, I support white men and I support protecting their rights as much as I support. I want true equality. That means... Mm-hmm. I don't want to see the demise of white people. Right. Everyone.
You gotta watch out, bro. That's why they killed Martin Luther King.
However, I'm personally like more attracted to Middle Eastern, Latino, Black, everybody else. So it's funny, all the people that call me a sellout are all always married to white people.
Every single one.
Every time.
This is a question
John
that
Lemon,
I have.
Lori Lightfoot, well, like, we can go on and on.
This is a perfect example. Lori Lightfoot, the ugly whore. My question is that how do these people's husbands feel when they're like, how does Don Lemon's boyfriend or husband feel when he's like, we have to do something about white men in America
because
or a
they
danger
are
to
the,
America?
The educated white liberals that went to Princeton and Harvard
who agree.
I'm sure. Yeah, they're
and
very
they
apologetic.
About,
like,
I'm sorry about what the race has done to you.
Listen, if I was in a relationship with a TV anchor and they were like, we have to get rid of these mudbloods.
These mulattoes
coming in here and the ones with the tattoos are the worst, you know? With their light skin and light eyes hogging up
motherfuckers.
They're fucking everybody. You know, they don't even care. They'll mix with anybody. We gotta get rid of them. Yo, you better believe that when homegirl comes back home to our place, we gonna talk. I'm like, what the fuck was that, bitch? Are you crazy?
Well, it's like AOC, like, what? Right?
Yeah,
AOC is social justice in the streets and colonizing the sheets.
Oh yeah, yo,
Ilhan Omar too.
And Ilhan Omar, the whitest, palest Pillsbury doughboy.
You know
he's like fucking Carrot Top.
Yo, listen. It's just weird. Like, don't they? Like, that's what I'm like. I would be so. I'd be like, what the fuck, bro? Yeah.
But they're apologetic for their race, so I don't think they like it. It's like a sense of like, yes, give me more. Like, I deserve it. My race. I'm a white man.
Is that
man.
Like a kink or something?
I just posted about this story on my Telegram, which is
so
that Linda
weird.
And I had an experience where we went to a restaurant. I had a purse that said Trump won that I carried everywhere that I went. Mm. And this guy comes up to us and he's like, that's such a great purse. And we get into the conversation and we're like, oh, you know, we're social influencers and we're conservative. Anyways, towards the end of the conversation, his wife pulls out the phone to follow us and immediately he snatched the phone from her. He's like, don't do that. And then he noticed that our reaction was very much like, what the fuck just happened? And he's like, I'm so sorry. I appreciate what you guys do so much, but I'm a white man. And if they find out that I'm following your page, they can cancel my business.
So
and that right there is why Latinos are going to be the
when
ones that are
gonna, when they left, we're like, this is why we got to take over.
White people are too weak. This is our time.
In the music industry in 2020, when I started coming out and saying stuff, bro, I, like, the heads of the industry of the biggest bands in the world. Like, I don't know these people. They'd be like, bro, I don't know. He's like, man, you're so courageous. Like, I wish I could say this. I'm like, what? I'm just saying facts.
They say that all the time.
I'm just saying the truth. They're like, yeah, but people say I'm a Nazi if I do it. I'm like, I was like, who gives a fuck, bro? Like, I'm like, say the truth. Say what you think. You know, I got fucking hung out to dry, you know, and it's like, it's funny because right now there's a thing going on online where like my fans want me to make the list. There's going to be like a Schindler's List of all the people in the music industry that I personally know who are liberal and voted for Biden.
Yeah.
Because they're going to mass boycott them.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah. And so like, there's another reason why my Instagram got deleted because I'm talking about this shit. But that's the thing. It's like all, I don't know what's worse. The people who are fucking like, we got to get rid of Trump. And now they're like, oh my God. Like they're like, everyone's sweating. They're like, nobody wants to come to our concerts anymore. Cause we fucking, no, we can't fucking this and that and fucking,
yeah,
you know? And then there's all the other guys who just watched on the sidelines.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, there he goes. It's like watching Jesus get carried across to the top of the hill. I'm like, you guys don't want to help at all. You good? They're like, no, you're good. Like nails going in. You sure?
Well, cause like, you know, it is, Tommy, like watching like your fan base, there's it. Well, your fans, we talked about this.
It's not just my fans, it's just the heartbeat of the nation.
But I think that there's something that after 2020, something happened with like social activities where going to a concert didn't mean the same thing anymore to most people.
It's bullshit.
Right. And I just became excited again for Bad Bunny.
Right, like
except when you come see me, except when you go to one of my shows.
Precisely. But I think that it's because people are getting like raw Tommy Vexed on the stage, on his Instagram, no matter where it is, because you do speak truth, as opposed to the idea that's like the fabricated person that's going to try and sell you vaccines when you go to their concert. Oh. He's going to try and sell you on the social justice.
Last year, I did, my booking agent last year was like, he's like, this isn't, you know, when it's not going to work. I'm like, I am going to do no shows. Every venue I play will have no mask mandates and no vaccine mandates, period. Done. He's like, and it was like a big thing. And then guess what? Like 80% of my shows sold out.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Christian, this question's for you. So Clarence Thomas, who I guess he's just taking revenge on Joe Biden from 30 years ago.
Oh, praise Jesus.
He said that he didn't call. Obviously, the mainstream media is exaggerating. But he did say that the Supreme Court could revisit certain civil rights cases, including overturning precedents on contraceptives and LGBT rights, which actually means the marriage. LGBT, same-sex marriage. What is your opinion on that? What do you think
about
that?
So it's really funny every time that they try to get Americans to vote on a certain issue. Abortion, same-sex marriage, like they try to get the country, Americans largely reject it. And so then liberals have to sneak it through the court and force it on the nation. Guess what? Our country was built on state rights.
Tenth Amendment.
States should be able to vote on what they see fit. Therefore, if they turn it to the states, big deal. That's how it should
be. Which again, you know, maybe Texas and Florida and stuff wouldn't allow it in religious matters, maybe, I guess. Well, I don't know how that works.
Is it trying to do away with civil unions or
I'm not sure because on page 74 to 75 or 71 to 73, the court said in the Roe v. Wade overruling, they said something like, I don't know how many times we have to say this. They said it in different words. But the reason why we overturned Roe v. Wade was different grounds, was because of different laws or different precedents or whatever than Obergefell, Loving v. Virginia, all of these other things. So I don't know. Clarence Thomas might have made that statement, but do I think the court's going to overturn it? No. If they do, great. It should go to the state rights.
People would have to, I guess somebody would have to bring up that challenge.
Right.
Like the Dobbs and women versus, I think it was like Jackson Women's whatever health. I don't think they would just overturn
would,
it.
Would just
it
bring would just, it.
Right.
It'd have they to would be brought up. To,
correct.
And
correct.
I don't think anybody's interested in doing that. And for anybody who wants to lose their mind over it, well, guess what?
It's not also a
constitutional right.
I just also think that they seize the opportunity to create more chaos and division, which is like, look, they're just not coming after women. Now it's the gays. Like, you're not going to be able to have
or Bette Midler. This was my favorite tweet of the weekend. I'm sorry. This was my favorite tweet ever. Bette Midler is a deranged psychopath on Twitter, and it is the best thing to watch. She tweets in all caps, and she tweeted after the ruling, best tweet of the weekend. all caps, like six words, get ready, gays, you're next. Incredible.
Get ready, gays.
You're next. I'm like, bring it. Take our rights away.
What a crazy. Over the weekend, we saw our friend Anthony Cavazza. We haven't had him on the show. We probably should inform with Anthony. Yeah. Doing a great job. Actually, Jesse Waters featured his video, which went viral on Twitter, of protesters in LA. And very, of course, our friends, our comrades, our Antifa comrades, already put a target on this independent journalist. So they doxed where he was, what he was wearing. Apparently, there's this very famous Antifa guy in LA that targets what he likes to call right-wing journalists, you know, by beating them up and going after them and whatnot. And so, you know, this goes back to what I've been saying for a long time, which is that Twitter has allowed Antifa to run wild on that platform and use it for political persecution against Trump supporters and conservatives.
How much power would Antifa had without Twitter?
None.
I mean, it's
none.
It's the basis for their harassment.
But what they do on there?
Oh, it's awful what they do on there. Yeah. And at least personally, we know that more often than not, it's not just some like wild kid that wants to.
It's very organized.
It is very
extremely
organized.
Extremely. I think funded. We need to learn from them. Maybe not on the violence end. I don't know. I'm just saying their organization
and
their structure.
Well, the problem
is
that we're talking about dark money. This is not just organized. This is funded.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to understand that this is way deeper than fucking a bunch of jerk offs on Twitter.
Right. No,
yeah, we know that personally. We know there's PR agencies behind it. We know they target certain individuals.
We know that they work with journalists. Exactly. We know that it's all a network of
the
how
journalists.
It is that they operate.
So basically, what's going on right now is that they have figured out that they can use the media, the New York Times, here locally, the Miami New Times, to target bigger personalities, right? Or politicians. So they can
go
after Rubio.
Well, to silence bigger voices, right?
Right. So they can go after Rubio. They'll go after the Charlie Kirks of the world, whatever, with the mainstream media. However, your average citizen that just wants to go to a school board or the, you know, Cuban rally at Calle Ocho or whatever, they use these anonymous accounts to target, intimidate citizens.
It's political intimidation. It's
which is even worse than the media figure. Because the media figure, this is our job. We go, we crap on Don Lemon, whatever. But to persecute and intimidate an average citizen who just has a 9-to-5 and needs to keep their job to support their family. I mean, we're starting to live in Mao's China, cultural revolution.
I think that it says a lot about what it is that they fear. And I think that they see what's coming with the midterm elections. They know that it's all focused locally. As much as they wanted to stop us from spreading that message, it is local action. And I think that it's not without merit that they've taken the fight out of the streets and onto Twitter more to attack local people, regular people. And it's because they know that that is now a threat. I think that 2020, and I've talked about this with you, they had Donald Trump as a target. So everything was directed at Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not there anymore. There's us. There's Christian Walkers. There's Tommy Vex. There's Lindutz. And we are now the problem, not just us, the people that are locally involved, right? If you've got a mom that's leading an initiative.
The biggest threats.
Look at Nurse Erin is another one that gets attacked often. So we're talking about anybody that rises up as a leader in whatever their niche is of truth telling.
Yeah.
They automatically want to tear them down. And I'm actually more shocked to see how often I'm seeing now that people on the right will take content from Antifa and put a MAGA hat on it and spread that. And it's like, oh, well, this guy's a rhino. And it's like, well, holy shit, you're getting that information from an Antifa website. And now you're putting a MAGA hat on it, calling this person a rhino. And look at what they did. We saw it happen on a thread with Anthony Sabatini, one of the most base legislators that has ever existed in American history. And accusing him of being, deep state or controlled op, because of narratives that are born from Antifa and then adopted by the right.
And, you know, if we're going to win this war, if we have any chance of winning, we need to criticize our side and we need to get our crap together. And a big issue we're having is how quick the right is to denounce our own side or denounce people on our side. I think we constantly need to check each other, make sure we're all on the right track. But this, like, not even staying focused and just trying to tear down an influencer or whatever is so unproductive to winning.
Fox City mentioned it yesterday again. I don't follow her. I saw it on Emma Mitchin's story. She put a picture of Charlie Kirk, Brandon Tatum, Scott Pressler now.
Scott Pressler, the most productive person on the Republican Party.
She put a picture of like 10 influencers, like, you know, big influencers, and her whole thing was that she was throwing a tantrum because they haven't said anything about her bill or the bill. Like, you attacked Trump, his base. You literally ran over a MAGA hat in a video to show off and get clout or even get your little husband clout, and now you want help from people? Go fuck yourself. How about that? Go fuck yourself. You and your fucking bill. No one's going to help you.
And the left doesn't have this faction of people. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. This faction that denounces their own side and is constantly looking for conspiracy. The moderates support the far left.
Absolutely.
Even the moderates will not denounce AOC. And AOC, I think they're also kind of smart. They'll do a little bit of denouncing, you know, the moderate. But for the most part, they stick
by the
together.
Rules. But they do stick together.
Period.
You know what's the perfect example of that? Summer of Love riots, the bailout fund, immediately, within 48 hours of those riots started, the bailout funds were out, every celebrity was out
pumping out
the bailout funds, and these guys were getting out within hours of getting arrested. Then fast forward to January 6th. Fast forward to January 6th and how quickly conservatives disavowed.
Johnson, Charlie Kirk, what was the other?
Rob Smith. There was a few people who didn't even...
All the legislators.
You hadn't even gone... There's no way you had even objectively gone through footage of that day. You hadn't talked to people to actually know what took place, how it unfolded. And so quickly you were to disavow it as a way of protecting yourself from the virtue wars that you knew were going to ensue past that, of who was more virtuous than the other and being above or not doing it. And we've talked about the virtue wars before. It's something that the conservative party does way too often. We were just talking about it, even with us. How often does somebody just get mad at you for no reason and they're like, controlled up, Illuminati confirmed.
Literally.
You
take a picture with Trump now and you're Illuminati. I don't know his name. I don't really care. The lead singer of Green Day. No, seriously, I don't care about that guy.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Yeah, so he was at some festival in London, I think, and screaming that USA sucks. And he wants to renounce his citizenship. What do you think about that?
They should take his passport right now.
They should send him to Russia.
Well, I mean, look.
To the gulags and with Blatty.
I put him on blast for this, and I talk about it. I'm like, listen, if you hate this country, then fucking leave. It's just to me, I'm like, look, this dude had a 40-year career. You know, it's like Corey Taylor is the singer of Slipknot. He was one of the big influences on me when I was younger. I have a lot of respect for him. We both played Sturgis, and then the day after Sturgis, he went in the press and said, "Oh, if you don't get the COVID vaccine, you're a selfish piece of shit and a pussy." I'm like, but you didn't say that on the stage at Sturgis at the biker rally.
But more wins, in my opinion, coming from the Supreme Court of New York, which ruled that illegals cannot vote in state and local elections.
Yes. Hooray for common sense. I feel like the Joker. You know how I got these scars, Batman? You know, get the fuck out of here.
And that's literally the problem. Which is, you know, when they talk about ultra MAGA and they're radicals and this and that and they're going more right, you people are literally considering letting illegals or undocumented immigrants vote in elections.
They want to have drag queen shows in school.
Yeah. So they want to transition 5-year-olds.
Yeah, they want to put...
We can do this all day.
They want to get... They want to put kids who are in kindergarten and middle school on fucking hormone blockers.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's not Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. It's just I make the point because of what we said earlier, which is that they have gone so far left that we have no other choice but to push back, and the pushback, it's going to be very ugly.
Well, I don't feel like that. Ugly. I don't even feel like that's extreme pushback.
That's not at all.
That is not extreme.
I know it's not extreme at all. It's not a good example. I'm just saying,
it's a boundary. It's a sane boundary.
This was a sane boundary. However, I the left doesn't seem to understand that the further left they go and the further they try to punish us, the more we're going to be okay with going, okay,
knock yourself out.
Get ready for our next round, or get ready for the next guy we vote for. Jesse Kelly, I love when he always talks about, you know, they love to make Trump out to be this big bully, but get ready for the bully that's coming. And get ready for the amount of people that will be okay with that bully because of how far the left went.
Yeah, even Ali Beth Stuckey, who's like Stuckey, I don't know if
that's
nicest she's great. Christian girl. And so very, nice. Very moderate, very... you know, nice.
And she's someone who goes, I mean, she says, like, you know, you can do your thing. These are my beliefs. Right, this is, she's very reasonable.
Even now, you see her tweeting stuff like, I cannot wait until the next guy puts Trump to shame type of stuff. Like, I want revenge. But she said that in Christian words, not like us.
Not in Tommy words.
But
you can't listen, you can't bring me out here and expect me to not say fucking wild shit. You
know what I mean? Expect nothing less, man.
I survived the Brooklyn in the 90s, okay? Like, you don't understand. Nothing for this shit. I'm like, well... People were like, what are we going to do? They were tweeting here. I'm like, fucking kill them. That's what they used to do. Just kill them.
Fuck, bro.
You know?
Fuck, bro.
Dude, I got story. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, dude, you know, I grew up in a place that was, you know, bro, people didn't fuck around.
Yeah,
they didn't fuck around like this. You did not fuck around like this. Right,
because it's like the Mike Tyson airplane situation where the guy's bothering him and being obnoxious, and he gets fucking knocked out.
Because they don't make men like that anymore.
Yeah,
right. Men who are from the ages of about 37 and up come from a time where you get your you get stuck, and it could be with anything.
Yeah, that was the end of that generation.
That was it. Yeah, it was. That was it. Yeah.
Bring bullying back in high school.
It's
by
not
the way.
For real.
Bring bullying back. Listen, I got bullied relentlessly when I was in school,
and it did make me funny and
help me build character. I'm funny as fuck because I got bullied. Like, what are you going to tell me?
It's not even. It builds character, makes you funny, all of that, and it also forces you to learn. Hey, if you want this to stop, stand up for yourself.
Right.
Stand up, period.
Well, it goes back to the survival of the fittest conversation of just nature in general, where it's like, are you going to stand up for yourself?
Are you
going
to try to defend yourself? Try to run from the lion?
The way I grew up, this is parenting where I grew up. If you got beat up at school, if you got beat up by a bully the third time, your father would sit you down and say something like this. If you come home, if I find out that you got beat up at school again one more time, when you get home, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And the way that I'm going to beat you, you might never walk again. So when that bully fight comes and tries to take your lunch or do whatever, I don't care what you do to him. You better send him a message before I send one to you. And then you go to school the next day and you're like, then you really know fear.
Doing this for my dad.
You know what I mean? You're like... Bro, you know, and then, you know, a kid will be like, give me your fucking lunch money. And they get a protractor in their eye. And then you stab them in the ear with a pencil. But this is the shit.
Okay, I'll say this.
This was junior high school South Brooklyn in the 90s.
Well, I mean, my parents
The things that I'm saying are just shit. This was just experiences.
Okay, a less extreme version of that is my mom grew up in Brooklyn too, and her parents said, hey, she was in kindergarten, if Susie, I literally think the name, the girl's name was Susie, if Susie calls you a name again or whatever, my grandma told my mom, you pull her pigtails out of her head. My mom went to school the next day, pulled Susie's pigtails out or whatever, and Susie never bothered her again. It's a really effective way.
I tweeted it, or I didn't tweet it, I truthed it out last week, which was, they don't respect you until you become the bigger
Bully. What did your parents do?
Yeah, no, my parents were very much that. Well, I wasn't, they didn't encourage me fighting because I was a girl.
Girls don't fight, right?
But sure. If someone comes up to you and you think that they're going to hit you first, you hit them before they hit you.
Done.
Dude, that was always the argument.
We were taught, they taught us in school how to get away from pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
They were like,
They would tell you to stop, run the opposite way. Yeah. The car would have to. I remember that.
Start screaming.
Candy from like strangers.
Yeah, I remember that.
My parents would be like, if someone grabs you by the wrist, kick them in the fucking balls. And scream and be like, and yell fire. Because people won't come if you yell for help. But if you scream fire, everyone will show up.
I remember that.
And we knew that when we were little kids.
Oh, that's good. I didn't learn that. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Because everyone, if someone hears a little kid yelling fire, they're like, oh, there's a fire. Yeah. If you hear a little kid screaming, somebody help, like you're like, oh, I don't know. It's not my kid. I don't fucking know if they're really, in, you know, whatever.
And I don't want to go get shot or whatever.
Yeah. But did you guys see... Speaking of little kids, did you guys see Nancy Pelosi pushing Myra Flores' daughter?
Okay, what's so funny is when I first saw the video, I saw the title, Nancy Pelosi, and I was like, okay, no, she didn't. And then I watched the video, and I'm like, she pushed her. Intentionally. I've watched it 50 times. She pushed her.
I mean, are we surprised?
But bro,
Nancy Pelosi's a little different than Joe.
Yeah, I just for me it's Myra, right? Because Latina moms are wild.
Nancy Pelosi said that to me, my mom would have fought her.
I'm sure that Myra really. I just want to give a moment of appreciation to Myra because I know. I know that she didn't see that. I'm pretty sure if Myra would have seen that, we would have caught the moment of a Latina mom going full throttle for her daughter. Like, keep your
and
hands
you see
up.
How adorable the daughter is.
Oh, both so of their cute. Little kids. It was two, right? Two.
So but cute. What's the?
I mean, I talk about Myra like that too. Did you see how adorable she is taking over that
that
little
the
piece
point?
Of Democratic owned for the last 100 years of heaven?
But what's the point? What is the crib keeper doing? Like, what is she even doing? It's
she could barely get her eyelids.
Pelosi,
at the same time.
What are you even doing, lady? Like, get the fucking stop. Take the fucking
well,
picture.
You know what? Like, you know what? I wonder, like, even more than Pelosi, like, I get so, with me, it's the fact that there's still, like, people that think that Pelosi is news. I don't give a fuck what Pelosi's doing, quite frankly. Yeah, she doesn't affect me in the least. She doesn't even affect Christian, and he's in California.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what she does is so irrelevant, and the fact that her husband's DUI has been in the news cycle for the last 3 weeks is so fucking annoying to me. Like, there's so many other things that Pelosi has done that we could keep in the news cycle for that long. And the fact that it's like her husband not getting arrested for a DUI just seems so irrelevant. But Nancy Pelosi in general, whenever people get to that topic of conversation, it's like you're so far gone from what actually affects you.
True.
Pelosi, you know, DUI eating $500 worth of ice cream is so irrelevant to the day-to-day issues.
Right. Here's a tweet by... Barbara Streisand, which
again, another Barbara Streisand tweet. The gift that keeps on giving.
She loves to.
It's actually so fun to go through Twitter whenever things like this happen. You know that I love it. I'm like, oh, I put everything to side. I'm like, it's my turn now. So this is this is what she said. The court uses religious dogma to overturn the constitutional right to abortion. This court is the American Taliban. Christian, what is your take on Christian, what do you have to say about the American Taliban?
The American tally, bro. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Barbara Streisand's deranged. That's
first
what I
First of all,
to
like,
say.
Is Barbara Streisand even relevant to your generation?
No, not at all. I was like a really weird little kid and I loved her song with Neil Diamond, You Don't Bring Me Flowers. I'd be like crying in the back of the car while my mom played it. I was such a weirdo. But literally, that was me. Literally retarded.
What the fuck?
No joke. Note to that is, Barbara, you don't sing anymore. I know you have an album coming out. No one's going to buy it, so get a fucking nose job.
Isn't she like best friends with Bette Midler, or are they like mortal enemies?
They also look alike, so it's kind of like they merged into one person.
I mean, they're both like gay icons.
But Bette is fun. Bette is deranged. She's much funnier. Barbara's just like annoying. That is funny. Get ready, gays. You're next.
Yeah. The ominous tweets from Bette Midler. I wonder if she, like, when she's tweeting, she dresses up in her old Hocus Pocus outfit and is like,
Get ready, gays. You're next in that ominous voice. Do it.
Get ready.
No.
Oh, that's her. But that's her Hocus Pocus voice. Ready, you know, she has the book and she's like, book. You know? I'm like, holy shit, boys.
Do you think I also, it's hard for me because my parents, like, they're just a little technologically challenged. My mom doesn't do Twitter or anything. Like, does Bette Midler, she literally has her phone and she's in her big house and she tweets. Like, is this literally what happens? Because I can't really see it.
Maybe her assistant.
Maybe it's like, hey, Maria. Yes, Maria. Tweet it right now. Gaze, you're next.
I wonder if they're bored. Right?
They like, are
what's
bored.
Going
bored.
On?
They or are they trying to be hip and stay with, like, oh, this is what the kids are doing?
Cher
they're
does
tweeting.
It too.
Cher does it too. Cher is fucking annoying.
Cher's Cher crazy. Does it
too. I bet they all go out and drink fucking wine together and fucking they plan out their tweets. They're like, oh my God.
Maybe they talk about it with their PR firm. Like,
yeah.
I need to drop at least five tweets.
Yeah, it's the same PR firm.
You know what I've been wondering? And it was Jenna Cavallo who brought it up yesterday. I didn't catch it, but apparently Kanye's new girl Chaney Jones was like tweeting out about the Roe v. Wade, and we know that Kanye is like super unapologetically pro-life, and it's like both the last two girls, Julia Fox and Chaney Jones, are like crying online about the Roe v. Wade overturn, and I'm like, I just like Where's Kanye's head in all this?
I mean, isn't Kim crying too? Had she cried yet? If not, I'm sure she's due for it.
Why does he keep dating these liberals? Like, I don't understand. Why does he date these liberals?
Why do all the celebrities and all the musicians and all the people all have the same opinion about all the same things all the time? And nobody, like, does anybody realize that this is like half of this shit is a show? It's not real.
Yeah.
It's like feigning. I mean, bro, some of these people come out and they'll like get upset about issues and it's as bad as acting as fucking Justin Trudeau, right? Like, you know, Justin Trudeau's like, oh, we in Canada would never, this is an assault on women. And I'm like, Justin Trudeau, I'm like, you literally assaulted women during the fucking
my aunt had to get a job just to come here. Like,
yeah, like when the truckers all fucking protested and moms and grandmas brought them goodies and food, you sent the police to beat them up. Mm. I seen videos of the fucking military police in Canada beating up elderly women for bringing food
to the truckers. Yeah, he takes after his dad.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm like, and now you're like, we got to do something about an assault on women's rights. I'm like, you literally assault women, motherfucker. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, they're
what are you talking about?
Typical hypocritical communists.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. You know, they're like, they call us racist, and we know the full topic of what it was we spoke about today. So they just blame us for everything that they do.
It's just clown behavior. It's like, we'll gladly let people have abortions here because we believe in your body, your choice, but you have to get vaccinated to come.
So, we would help you unless you get the vaccine.
So,
like, wait, what?
Very much like his father, Cuba has the highest per capita number of abortions.
Really?
Yeah. In Cuba.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There you go. Are they very secular? I guess because they're secular, right?
Well, I mean,
they used to not be. I don't think they're secular
at this point, but that's just the thing. Remember, like, religion is banned. Like, your religion is El Che and Castro.
Wait, so just for my followers that are, I'm sure y'all have talked about this, but correct me. I'm just going to do a quick summary. Justin Trudeau's parents, his mom, Swinger, had a thing with Castro, had a lot of sex with different women.
Let's talk about Margaret for a second, though, because she deserves a minute. That's her name, right? Margaret, is it Trudeau? No.
Trudeau's mom.
Trudeau's mom. Trudeau's mom is, she's a swinger.
Yeah.
Open swinger.
Open about it.
While she was married to Justin Trudeau, the man that raised his father.
Yeah.
She goes on tour with the Rolling Stones, because why not be a groupie? That makes total sense as you're married to a politician. And
Justin Trudeau's dad, man who raised him, is a politician.
Is also a politician, was the prime minister of
power.
Canada.
Correct. So this woman has connections and goes on tour with the Rolling Stones.
So it's this relationship, correct. So there's a relationship that's established between Castro and Trudeau's
Prime Minister. Dad, and yes.
So, I mean, The rumors have always been, and this is actually rumors that went around in Cuba as well, that Trudeau was the illegitimate love child of the mom and Castro. And I think that all you have to do is look at pictures from Castro in all stages of his life, when he was a child, when he was a teenager, in his 20s and his 30s up to now. And it's uncanny.
Uncanny.
He looks nothing like the man that raised him. It's undeniable.
He looks just like Castro.
Just like him.
Just like him. Undeniable.
Yeah, it's so undeniable. Scary. So conspiracy no more.
Yeah.
It's not a conspiracy.
All right, guys. Well, this is concludes.
Don't look at me. You're like, do you have anything more to say that we're going to not air?
We've been going at it for over an hour.
Okay, I have to say, this has been the most fun podcast to ever go on. Usually people are just bad at podcasts. Everybody has a podcast. Yeah, they do this stupid crap. They have nothing to say. They just ask you questions. This was actually fun.
Thank you.
Y'all are amazing. You're doing such a good job.
Thank you. We try to be engaging and fun and bring some joy into
and not get canceled. It's a challenge.
Cough, cough, Tommy.
Listen.
Just kidding. We love Tommy. We love him.
I'm tallying up my bands. Okay. I'm literally...
No, we don't want you to do that. We don't want you to do that. We need you. We need you at this level of energy.
I'm probably the most canceled person in the music industry.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah,
and how great has it been for your career, though?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners where they can find you on TikTok and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm on TikTok, and there's, like, you can find all my music up there. I have a website. It's TommyVexedOfficial.com. I am on TikTok as Tommy Is Vexed. I'm on YouTube as The Lone Wolf. That's my new, like, band that I'm going under. And then I'm on Facebook as Tommy Is Vexed as well. I'm on Twitter at TVexed. I'm on Truth Social as Tommy Vexed.
I gotta find you.
I'm on Instagram.
I don't have you on Truth, yeah.
I have, don't even fucking bother. There's 400 fake profiles of me on Instagram.
No.
Yeah. And they keep deleting my real profiles. Right. Every time I get close to 200,000 now, they're just like,
we're going to get you back your account.
We got to get rid of them.
We'll get you back your account. Chris, tell us where you are.
So you can find me Instagram, Twitter, at Christian Walker. The Ian Walker is the number one. So it's Christian Walk number one R. You can find me on TikTok, official Christian Walk number one R. And I have a podcast, Uncancelable. Listen, but if you're offended, don't come listen, because I don't want your retard ass listening to my podcast. It's for non-sensitive people.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, guys. This concludes episode 13 of Mostly Peaceful Latinas. Please don't forget to subscribe, share, and like, and we'll see you next week.
See you guys next week.
Bye.